Planning, paperwork, and a little time may be all that's standing between your organization and the funding it needs to benefit seniors. Once again, the government's popular New Horizons for Seniors program has announced its launch date. As of May 15th, eligible organizations could apply to receive federal grants and contributions. This funding is specifically for organizations that are actively involved in assisting seniors to make a difference in the lives of others and their communities. Many such organizations who apply for grants through last year's program have now received their funding. I'm happy to note that those communities and organizations included several in the constituency of Yorkton-Melville. Seniors clubs and centers in Esterhazy, Lindlaw, Priestville, and Steenon each received up to $10,000 to improve and or repair their facilities. Grayson, Invermay, and Tantallon each received from $11,000 to $14,000 for renovations and programming. Organizations in Yorkton and Prairie River were granted between $16,000 and $20,000 each, in one case to replace a roof and another to build for the future. Seniors' facilities in Camsack, Lemberg, and Rama all received larger grants of between $23,000 and $24,000 for facility upgrades and programming. And an at-large organization received a similar amount for outreach and education to further their mission of preventing elder abuse. To be eligible for funding, projects must be led or inspired by seniors and address one or more of the following five program objectives: promoting volunteerism among seniors and other generations, engaging seniors in the community through the mentoring of others, expanding awareness of elder abuse, including financial abuse, supporting the social participation and inclusion of seniors, providing capital assistance for new and existing community projects and or programs for seniors. To determine whether or not your organization and project may qualify for New Horizons funding, I encourage you to visit www.hrsdc.ca. Then click on Seniors and Funding on the menu. New Horizons for Seniors funding reaches out to almost any organization that has a strong seniors element built into its programming. Some of those, but not all, are not-for-profit organizations, for-profit enterprises, coalitions and networks, municipal governments, band or tribal councils, and other Aboriginal organizations. Organizations may apply yearly, and people are encouraged to be creative in their applications and intent to use this funding. As an example, one of the projects funded in Yorkton-Melville in previous years was the creation of a computer skills workshop that incorporated the skills of local high school students to teach computer skills to seniors. Don't miss this valuable opportunity to enhance the lives of some of our most generous citizens. Forms and submission dates are available at www.hrsdc.gc.ca. You may also call 1-800-277-9914 and ask for information about the New Horizons program. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.